Welcome, everybody. Shinema 956. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaran Zisel, Le'ila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and Rafua Shalema Le'a Bas Tila Pesel. Okay, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, we pretty much finished off the Malacha of Maka Bepatish with the Gezeris Midrabbana, rabbinical restrictions in general. Like we always say, there are shailas that constantly come up in these inyanim, especially in Boine, Maka Bepatish, Tikimana, many, many different shailas. We didn't cover all of them, obviously. So if here and there, when they come up, we try and talk about them down the road. So I'd like to just start today with a new malacha, actually, and that is the malacha of memachek, memachek, memareach, the malacha of memachek. What exactly is it? Okay. In general, it has to do with shmearing. What kind of shilas? Let's start with that. What kind of shilas? What kind of questions actually come up on Shabbos in conjunction with the malacha of memachek, which actually means smooth out something. Now, what exactly does that mean? Is it a liquid smoothing? Is it a gel smoothing? Is it a wax smoothing? Where do we draw the line? What it's all about? We're gonna have to see. So, just to go in, bring up some of the shilas that might be connected to the malacha of memachek. You have the famous shaila of liquid soap. Could one use liquid soap? Not use liquid soap, right? We have various different creams, ointments. You have oils, right? Sometimes somebody has to smear oil. Is there a problem with smearing oil? You have a cream that flows. You have a cream that doesn't flow. You have wax. Is there a problem scraping off wax? So these are all various different questions of memachek. It's also, you have a lot of shilas which we've spoken about a little bit in reference to, when we spoke just recently in reference to putting a scent into clothing, we spoke about deodorants, many different type of deodorants, which deodorants could be used, which deodorants can be used. You have a stick, you have a gel, you have a roll-on, which ones are okay as far as memachek, and which ones are running into a question. And when one could actually use it, possibly with babies, children, is there a problem over there as far as creams, ointments, these things? Okay, so these are just some of the shilas that come up in reference to the malacha of memachek and memareach and so on, smearing, smoothening out items, what, when, and where it's all about. Okay, so just always to start off with, like we always do from the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, he usually brings it down from the get-go, from day one, from the beginning, where exactly it was found in the Mishkan and what it's all about. So he brings it down to the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 913. He says like this. In the Mishkan, they had to, the hides of the rams, the hides had to be scraped and smoothed, they had to be smoothed down to process the finished leather needed for the coverings of the Mishkan. You can't just taking off skins, hides, these type of things, that has to be, you can't just use it as is. Obviously, it has to be scraped down, smoothed down, and so on. Okay, so as noted, he says further, as noted previously, when we spoke about the malacha of ma'abed, which is actually tanning and so on. The overall tanning process also involves, well, we're going to see how what that's all about also. The overall tanning process also involves the removal of surface hair from the hide. Now, as far as pulling out hair and so on, that we're going to see, that's another malacha. That's the malacha of gozes, removing items from the skin. We're going to see nails, hair, all these type of things. We're going to talk about that, maybe possibly even the next one, and see what that's all about. Also, very negele maisa, combing one's hair, brushing one's hair, all that, how that works. Biting nails, cutting nails, and so on Shabbos, that all falls under the malacha of gozes. Okay, so now he says further, this is because it is desirable that the finished leather or parchment be completely smooth and free of hair. Now, so that's the part of gozes, but then scraping off this excess hair, they would scrape it off, the excess hair, to achieve a smooth surface is the malacha of memachek, right? So you had various different things. You had to pull out the hair, you had the tanning part, and now you had the smoothening out of the skin. So that is the malacha that we have today known as memachek. Okay, so now he goes further, does the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, explaining that, however, memachek, the malach of memachek, is not limited to hides only. It's not only if you scrape a hide, they smoothen it out, the person's over memachek. No, scraping or sanding any surface to achieve a smoothness
may also be memachek, like we're going to talk about further. So just making a surface smooth. Like, for example, let's take a good example. Somebody has a candle, right, and it's bumpy or something like that. You have wax and you smoothen it out, you scrape it down. That would be the melacha of memachek. Now, he explains something very important. It doesn't really make a difference. They're both derises, but it is important to keep in mind that memachik, the tolda of memachik, is actually memareach, okay, which is also a derise. In general, we've spoken about this in the past. You have the av melacha, which is basically what was done in the Mishkan, and the item, the action that was similar to that which was done in the Mishkan. And then you have something very similar, which is a tolda, which is also a d'oraisa. So memachik lemaisa is the av melacha, memareach, he brings down, is the, again, the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 913, is the memareach is a tolda. And he says like this, memachik, the av melacha of memachik refers to smoothening hard, rough surfaces, just such as wood, for example, or even flexible materials, such as leather, he brings down, that are firm in the sense that they cannot be readily molded into shape. But memareach, he brings down, memareach, the melacha memarech refers to smoothening soft, pliable substances that may be pressed or molded into shape, such as wax. So scraping out the wax would be the tolda of memareach. But be it as it may, either way, the av or the tolda, they're both derises.
Okay, so just the go through real quickly the safe. This is all basically the introduction. Most of these things are not being done on Shabbos anyways. But just to have the idea of what it's all about before we move down into the various different practical applications, brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 374, that another example would be scraping stone, scraping away a rough surface from a stone wall, is the melacha also of memachek. He brings down also the Sefer Shabbos Home wood, like we said, we mentioned that before. One who sands rough wood, scrapes it away, they scrape away its top layer, also is the problem of memachek. Okay, so now, interesting, just to start off a little bit, there's a interesting case in the Shulchan Aruch, brought down actually in the Siman Shin Beis, which was what we were talking about, the reference to the Gezeris Midrabana, the last one of folding linens and garments in general. Anyways, but just to start it off, the interesting case of one has leather shoes, and let's say the bottom of the shoe is leather also. In reference to rubber, we have to see. But Lamaisa, what's the case? They rub it, if they rub it against a thin-edged metal object. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah talks about over there, we'll try and see it maybe next time inside, they scrape it against, they have these sharp stairs, and sometimes they used to have, I don't know how much they have it today, but in front of the public places, possibly a shul or whatever, they used to have a sharp thing whereby way back when people used to walk and it was very muddy and so on, they had like this sharp thing before you walk into the shul where you would scrape your shoe to scrape off the mud and the dirt, which in itself is a separate issue of teicha and grinding on Shabbos, which we're not going to get into that right now. But assuming that it's soft, the mud and dirt is soft, whereby it will not be teicha, and if it's hard, you have a problem of teicha and grinding. So now the question is, they rub it forcefully on this sharp, thin-edged metal object to scrape off the bottom of their shoe, the dirt or whatever. So that taka is running, and I have my leather shoes, that's taka running into a problem of memachek if it's done forcefully. So we'll see how that works. We'll start to get into some various different shilas in the upcoming shiurim and talk more about our new malacha, memachek, and that's the av malacha, like you said, and memareach, the Tolda. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, Kol Tov.